sure to check my guns here.
Okay. Time now is 9:21:21. I'm here with, I am Detective Jose Rivera, Ventura County Sheriff's Office. I'm here with Deputy, what's your first name?
Damien.
Damien Alvarez. Damien, what's your date of birth? Okay, and...
ID number is 3172.
3172. And how long have you been with the department?
3 years.
As a cadet?
Month. Oh, as with the cadet, it's been almost six.
6 years altogether?
If, yeah, combined. I was without the department for 10 months.
Okay, and as a deputy, how long?
3 years, 1 month. Pretty sure that's what it is.
Okay. And you're assigned to East Valley,
yes.
The East County Station?
Yes.
Patrol?
Yes.
Okay. And you're working, is this your regular assignment or?
Right now I'm assigned to East County Patrol. I started in Moore Park for my first 3 weeks of training. I'm out here for six, back in Moore Park for
okay,
three.
So you're on
and
patrol
wherever
train,
I go.
Field training right now?
Yes.
Okay. Are you partnered up with anybody?
Yes. Deputy Sedgwick, Scott.
Sedgwick?
Sedgwick, it's S-E-D.
W-I-C-K?
S-E-D-G-W-I-C-K-S.
Okay.
His first name is Scott.
Scott.
Yeah.
And how long have you been with him?
Since this Sunday.
Since Sunday? And are you normally on evening shift?
We're the 9 Ida car, and it kind of flips back and forth between days and evenings.
Oh, okay. So that you were working 9 Ida 31 tonight?
21.
21?
21.
Okay.
We started at 10:15 this morning.
Yeah, let me shut this off for a minute. Okay, we'll start this back up. The time now is 21:24. So you were working 9 out of 21. You were partnered up with Sedgwick. I think that's how you say his name. Okay. Did you receive a call to respond to this area?
We were on our way to either it was a 911 hang up or an audible on call. I can't remember what it was. And we just got the call for that. And we were coming on the 23. We were coming southbound. And all of a sudden we heard, I can't remember if we heard this call come out. We heard a man with a knife call come out.
Uh-huh.
We're coming. And then we'd advise Station 1, hey, you know, we'll break and cover them until, cover whatever units are here. I can't remember who got dispatched.
Okay.
We'll cover whatever units till they're code 4. I told you preempt from our call.
Where were you at when you put that out?
I'm going to say somewhere between Olson and the 23 and Sunset and the 23.
Okay.
I can't remember exactly
what. What unit were you driving?
This one right here, it's 3302.
Okay. And this is a black and white unit with police on the side and a light bar up on top, just 1,000 Oaks on the side. And you and Sedgwick were in your uniform?
Yes, correct.
Tan and green uniform,
yes.
With a badge, Ventura County Sheriff's patches on the sides. So was your partner?
Yes.
Dressed in the same manner?
Yes.
Okay. So you responded from that area and you came over here?
Right, we're responding, and as we're coming in, we hear somebody calls out shots fired.
Okay.
And that happened, when we heard that, we're somewhere between Arbolis and Bougainvillea and Arbolus and Plantis.
Okay.
Okay. So then we beat feet, and we come around the corner here. We're coming down.
Coming down Forest?
I'm coming down Forest here westbound. And as we're coming down, I come on this side of the road, and I see the suspect, he's coming this way. He's somewhere between the fence there and the driveway here.
Okay.
And he's coming away. He's running towards us as we're coming with the patrol car.
Where were you when you saw him?
Come on. I would say where we actually see him, probably where that red car is right there.
Right over there.
And where we stopped was, let's see, I'd have to, I'm pretty sure I locked him up. Probably, that's probably where I saw him right there.
So where this car is?
Yeah, roughly.
And this would be in front of... Flores.
Right. So we're seeing them. I see them come this way.
Are you driver or are you
passenger? Yes, I'm driver.
You're driver? Okay. So you're about here in the street when you see the subject?
Yeah, that's probably pretty okay. Fair to say.
No, go ahead.
Then we come this way, and I angle towards him, and I stop probably right about here.
Uh-huh.
And I have the nose of the car pointed right at that driveway.
So the driveway of
right.
You angled your car towards?
Right.
Okay.
Now we see him coming towards us. It kind of surprises because we're coming up on him so fast, so we're like, oh God, he's coming up right on us. So we stop the car, and Cedric and I both get out, and the guy goes back that direction.
Okay. So when you first see him, he is over by the first house here? Or where do you first see the subject at?
Honestly, I could say he's somewhere between the corner of that house right there and this portion of the driveway.
Okay, were these cars here at that time? In the driveway?
You know what, I don't remember.
Okay, did you see him over in between the two houses?
Right.
And he's
close enough to us where we're like, oh my God, we're too close.
Could you describe him to me?
Wearing shorts. I believe he had long hair. He's a white male.
You know what color shorts?
No, I think they were tan.
Yeah.
But I can't remember. And I believe either he had a beard or goatee.
Okay.
I can't recall.
Okay. And you said he came toward you?
Right. He came toward us. I didn't recognize that he had anything in his hand at that time.
Uh-huh.
But by the time we got the car stopped and we got out, he was already back over there by this home right here.
Okay. How far do you think he got to you?
Oh, maybe 25, 30 feet.
About 25, 30 feet?
Right.
How far up the driveway do you think he came?
Honestly, I couldn't pinpoint. I know between the corner of the house right there and here.
Okay.
Somewhere in between.
Did he say anything to you guys?
No, he didn't say anything to us.
Did he motion or anything to you guys?
No, I think what happened is he saw us, and he was surprised to see us coming from this direction because there were already two deputies here.
Yeah.
He was surprised to see us, so he turns around and goes back the other way.
Okay, so you drive up, and you see him over here, and he starts walking. Was he walking or running up to you? Toward your location?
He was at a quick pace.
At a quick pace?
Yeah, he wasn't just cruising, but he wasn't in full blown sprint.
And you said you saw two other deputies up here?
Right, there are two other deputies.
Where were they at?
They're behind him. I don't know if they were on this side of the bushes or that side of the bushes, but I distinctly remember seeing two.
Okay, let's kind of walk over here. So they were either on this side of the bushes or on the other side?
Somewhere in this area right here.
Okay. Alrighty. And what were the deputies doing?
They were chasing him. They had their guns out, and they were chasing him.
Were they pointing the guns at him, or?
I believe they were at the low ready, because we're already coming from that direction right there, so we're kind of in a crossfire situation. Okay. I'm pretty sure they're at the low ready.
Okay, did you see him at the low ready, or did you?
Memory serves me right, they're at the low ready.
Low ready? Okay, both of them?
Yes.
Okay, do you know who the deputies were?
No, I don't know who
you was. Don't remember, okay.
At that point, I can't identify who was there.
Do you know if the deputies were saying anything to the other guy?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Okay. Did you guys get out of your vehicle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Real fast.
And what did you do once you got out of your car?
When we came out of our vehicle, by the time we come out, he was already back over here.
He came back this way?
He came back, and we ran from our vehicle to the fence, Sedgwick and I.
Uh-huh.
When we got to the fence, he was standing on the opposite side of the fence, and he was trying to lock the fence.
This fence here?
Right. We were standing where that bench is right there.
Uh-huh.
It was against the fence, and Sedgwick and I came over the fence, and we're looking at him, and he's trying to put something in the lock to keep, Sabio, I recognized him.
Uh-huh.
He was standing there and some of the deputies, and he's trying to lock the fence so they can't come in.
So you're talking about this, the wood gate here?
Right, there's
on the side
there's
of this
a lock
first
on
house
the
here?
Side.
Uh-huh.
Right, and he was trying to lock that.
Okay, and what happened after that?
Okay, then Sedgwick and I, we come over with our guns. I'm on the right and Sedgwick is on the left. Savio's here, and there's another deputy with him.
Okay.
And who it is, I don't know. I don't remember.
Was anything being said to the subject of the motorcycle?
Oh yeah, well, I dropped the, Sedgwick and I both said drop the knife. Sabu was saying drop the knife.
Okay.
And he didn't comply.
When did you see him with the knife?
Oh, right here. As soon as I came over, I looked at the knife and I saw that it was a large knife.
Okay. When he was, before he went over to the other side, or?
No, that's when. By the time I got a position where I could clearly see, oh, this guy, there he is, he's got a knife, it's big. We were standing right there at the fence.
Okay. Where was he at? Was
he was right, do you want to go over there?
Yeah. Just
kind of. Sedgwick and I are standing right here. We're pressed up against here.
Yeah.
I'm on this side. On the side. You could look in and see that he's trying to lock that mechanism right here.
Uh-huh. Okay, just don't go. We'll just stay over here.
He's trying to lock that mechanism right there.
The one on the gate?
Right.
This one here?
Yeah, he looked like he was trying to stick something in there to lock.
Okay.
So right. Again, we're starting from here. From the bench.
Okay. Do you know where he got the knife from?
Oh, no, I have no idea.
He didn't have one when he came up here, right?
I can't say for sure.
You're not positive?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But when you approached him over here, he was holding
a
knife.
Yeah.
Do you remember what hand he had it in?
I can't remember if it was right or left.
Do you know what position he had it up?
It was up, ready to.
When you
mean
up?
Like this.
Chest high?
Yeah.
With the blade pointed upward?
With the blade pointed upwards.
Okay. Was he?
And it was in a manner that I was just kind of like, okay, here we go.
Was he being aggressive toward anybody
he
at
did,
that point?
He was non-compliant. He was saying things, I can't remember what he was saying. I remember him saying, you guys leave me alone. And another person goes, I've done nothing but good. So I was on the back.
When he?
In the back, probably a few, maybe 30 seconds to a minute.
Okay.
After this.
After he tried locking the gate?
Right.
Okay, so he walked back?
Right, what happens is he runs back from here to there.
Uh-huh.
Sedgwick goes over the fence, and I come around on this side, and Sabio, myself, and another deputy, I don't remember who it was.
Uh-huh.
We go this way.
When you mean this way,
along the side right here.
Okay.
Or, I'm sorry, south. We're going along, and we lost a visual of him. He'd gone to the right.
Uh-huh.
As we stand, and we came around the corner, and he was already in the center of the house.
uh-huh.
or the center of the backyard, between a tree, and I think there's a pool back there.
Okay.
So like an out-of-ground pool. We look at that, we see him, and there's some other deputies. I remember seeing Vaden distinctly, but I can't remember who else was there. He was on the other side of him. Everybody's telling him, hey, put the knife down, put the knife down, put the knife down. And that's when he said, hey, you know, I've done nothing but good, I've done nothing but good. And at that point, I know for sure it was Cedric, myself, Sabio, Vaden, and there's some other people back there. And I can't remember who that was.
Okay. So you guys basically just followed them along the fence line
out,
here,
right.
And you guys stopped where the fence meets the one on the side
right,
here?
Right, we stopped right on this side of the house. We stopped there. I think there's an alcove or like a patio.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you guys went down and then along this house
on
here?
This side, right, exactly.
Okay.
On this side of the house into their backyard.
Okay.
Excuse me. And when we come around the corner, he's standing over there in the middle of the yard, and some other deputies are engaging him. Well, he goes in between the pool and the tree,
uh-huh.
The tree right there, and he's coming back. As he comes back, somebody says, OC, 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 somebody hit him with OC.
Uh-huh.
I pulled out my OC, and he'd wrapped around the tree, and he was coming back this way.
Back towards
you? The way that we came. No, we turned right,
uh-huh.
And we're standing now between the tree and the house, and this portion over here.
Uh-huh.
Empty with no deputies.
Okay.
He comes back this way, and we were fairly close, maybe 10 to 15 feet.
Uh-huh.
And I remember telling somebody, I'm like, hey, we're too close. And I had sprayed my my OC. It was in my left hand, and my gun was in my right hand.
Uh-huh.
I'd sprayed my OC, and either missed him or he didn't have an effect.
How close do you think he was to you at that
10
point?
10 to 15 feet. Like I said, we were way too close.
Okay. Where were you standing when you sprayed him? Were
I
you
was
up
standing,
against?
There's that patio back there,
uh-huh.
And we were right there.
Okay.
On maybe, like I said, 10, 15 feet in.
Uh-huh.
And what had happened is when we'd come in
from
this
the side
portion
here.
Okay. And the other deputies were here, he went around the tree and was making...
And came back around?
Right, coming back
okay.
this way.
I understand.
So by the time he was coming back, we'd already positioned ourselves...
Along the side here?
Right, along
okay.
the back there.
I understand.
So he was coming here, that's why I said I sprayed him with pepper spray.
Okay. Do you know who sprayed him? If in fact somebody did spray him? When you heard OC, OC?
It was me.
You yelled out OC, OC?
Oh no, somebody else yelled out OC, OC.
Yeah.
Somebody put OC, OC, somebody sprayed him with OC.
Did you see the spray?
I saw my spray.
Okay, but not the other person's?
I don't even know if anybody sprayed.
Okay.
Anybody else. I know I sprayed, and I'm pretty sure that I was the only one that sprayed.
Okay.
Because by the time we turned around, like I said, he was 10, 15 feet away from us, and we were pretty much the closest people there because
okay.
we're trying to back up.
Okay. When he's in the backyard, is he still holding the knife in his hand?
Oh, yes.
Do you recall what hand he's holding it in?
I don't recall what hand he's holding it in, but he's holding it now at a position like he's going to stab us.
So
it's an angled position, 45 degrees.
Pointed outward.
Right.
Waist high, would you say?
Yeah, that would be pretty fair
okay.
to say, waist high. Yeah, he's standing like, just about like that.
Okay. Is everybody, anybody giving him commands?
Right, everybody's yelling, drop the knife.
Are you telling him drop the knife?
Oh yes, tell him drop the knife.
And what is he saying to you in response?
He didn't, as far as I remember, he didn't say anything at this portion out here.
Uh-huh.
What happened after I sprayed the OC, I got some in my eye.
Uh-huh.
And my eye instantly closed, my left eye, and I had to pull back.
Uh-huh.
So I pulled back, and I had to wait. I was in the back. He was gone out of my sight already. He
uh-huh.
come down this way. I'm not sure if anybody had followed him from that side because, like I said, my eye was incapacitated and I had to step out of the fight for a second. After about maybe 15, 20 seconds, my eye started to clear. I came back into the house. There's a slider through the back there.
Uh-huh.
And I came back in. When I came back in, there were two people. I don't know who they were, two civilians. in the living room, right there in the back of the house, and Sabio was inside.
Okay. When you said you came back in the house, were you in the house before?
Oh, no, no.
So you just came into
the
house?
I just came in. That'd be the first time I came
and
back.
Sabio was already in there?
Sabio was inside.
Okay. And at that point, you don't know where the suspect...
I know he went...
Down
came
this,
back this,
this
way,
direction?
But I don't know where he went.
Okay. And you're saying this direction, so it would be...
north, right there.
From the side of the house?
Right.
On the east side of the house?
Right.
Okay. So you went back inside, you went into the house, Sabio was in there, and
right.
Then what happened after that?
Sabio is in the kitchen, and I'm coming up in the hallway towards the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And I see the man, he's at the door, and he's trying to come in.
At the door here?
Right, at the front door right there where the alcove. He's on the outside, and I'm on the inside of the house. I'm thinking, my God, if this guy comes into the house, we're gonna have problems. So I went and I put my foot in the door so he couldn't get through.
Uh-huh.
At the time, there's deputies in front. Somebody's yelling, drop the knife. And then Sabi goes, crossfire. Yelled that out. But my foot was already in the door. Forced the door closed, and then I turned the lock. And then I pulled back. I got back in the position to cover with Sabio, and he couldn't come through.
Okay. Let me back up a little bit. So you came up to the house, and you walked up to the front, and you saw him trying to get in?
Right.
What was he doing when you mean trying to get in, what was he doing?
He was turning the handle and trying to open the door, come back into the house.
Did the door actually open?
Oh, yes.
And then, okay.
As the door was opening, I recognized that he was coming back in the house, recognized, hey, that's him. And I put my foot in the door to stop, and I remember him pushing the door to try to get in, but my foot was in a position where he couldn't push the door open.
Okay. Could you tell whether or not he was still holding the knife?
Oh, yes.
He was?
Oh, yes.
You did see it in his hand?
Yes.
Okay.
It
was the same person that you saw up here and in the back of the house?
Yes.
Okay. So you pushed the door closed?
I pushed the door closed with my left hand because I was holding my gun in my right hand. I pushed it closed with my left hand and my left foot, and I locked it. There's a mechanism on the door. You just turn the lock like that, and that's how it locks.
Okay.
And that's how I was able to lock him out. And he couldn't come through. There are people in front, yelling for him to drop the knife again. Deputies, who was, I don't know.
Okay.
Did
you actually see the deputies out here?
No, I could hear them.
You could hear them?
I could hear them.
Okay.
But I couldn't see them.
And you could hear them inside the house?
Yeah, Sabio.
From inside the house, you could hear them yelling?
Oh, yes. Okay. And then Sabio was standing right next to me.
Okay.
Then somebody yelled out, he's going around, or something like that. I can't remember what it was. But based on what that person said, we knew that he wasn't there anymore, and I could visually see that he wasn't there anymore.
At the door?
At the door.
Uh-huh.
And somebody said he's going that way, pointing towards the house over there.
Did you see a deputy pointing in that direction?
No, I think it was Sabio was pointing in that direction. Hey, he went that way.
Okay.
So Sabio and I ran out of the house, out of the back slider, the same one that we'd come back in, came into the house.
Mm-hmm.
We ran out, and there's a fence on the side.
This other side?
Yes, on the west side.
Let's walk over here. And just for the record, this house here is, let's walk around this way. Flores. So, Sabio's inside the house with you, and he says
right.
He's running in this direction. Would be, he was pointing west.
Right.
Okay. And you and him run out the back door.
Right.
The slider.
And I'm pretty sure there was another deputy with us. I don't know who it was.
Uh huh.
But we went to this fence. You were on the opposite side of this fence.
Uh huh.
And we jumped over the fence. I stepped on the hood of this van and jumped off.
Okay.
And whoever else was with me jumped off with me.
So we're talking about the fence located on the east side of the residence here, East Forest.
Or the west side here.
Or, I'm sorry, the west side.
Right.
And there's a Sears van parked in the driveway next to the fence. And license plate number. Sears repair van with ID number. Okay.
Right, and I'm not sure, I don't remember if I just stepped on the hood and then jumped off, or if I had run along the top there and jumped off the bottom, or jumped off the back here.
So you don't know if you jumped on the hood here or the
I know I jumped on the hood, but I can't remember if I jumped off there or ran along here and then jumped off the top.
Okay.
I don't know if that's really, really relevant. And then as I came, I'm running this way, there's somebody else running with me.
Do you have visual of the suspect at this point?
No, all I can see from here is deputies running this way, okay, towards the house. I'm running over here, and I see they're engaging him in front of the house. I don't remember how many were there. And everybody had their guns drawn. And I came around, probably right about here, and I tried to get a position on him. He was standing right there in the alcove.
Uh-huh.
In the front door there, he had the knife in his hand still.
You can see the knife?
Yeah.
What hand did he have it in? You can't remember? Okay.
And as I said, there's whatever number of deputies, I can't honestly tell you which one, how many were here. I knew that I couldn't get in a position to engage him if I had to.
Okay.
And as I was running around the deputies to try to get in a position, that's where I heard the shots.
Okay.
How many were fired, I don't know.
Okay.
And then the suspect went down, and all of us stood back and just looked at him a second, and then we realized he was down, that he'd been hit, and he had the knife, and the knife was off to his left, and he was still moving and making noises. I don't know if he was unaudibly speaking or what, but I know that there were noises coming from him. And I went in and I said, okay, let's go get the knife. And somebody was telling me something, but I can't recall. Everybody was talking at that time. I went in, somebody else covered me, and I removed the knife. I pulled it out, and I went back in and I handcuffed the subject.
Okay. So let's kind of double back a little bit. So you jump over the fence on the west side of 1012 Flores, and you run across the street. This is Montgomery, correct?
Right.
All right. And you position yourself on the, just on the corner here.
Well,
just,
I'm running from there to here, like I said, there's several deputies in this area there where the
in the northeast. Over here by the chairs.
Right. Several deputies over there, and I knew that I couldn't, if I had to engage them, I couldn't take a shot from there because there's too many people there.
Okay, so you stopped right about here?
No, this was closer up. It was somewhere within there. Somewhere right where that sock is right there.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere within there, and I stopped there to look for an angle to get in.
Okay, so you were basically just in front of the front patio here?
Right,
okay.
Right. And everybody
on the
else,
lawn.
There's several deputies, kind of like in a quarter moon type deal, going that way.
Okay.
And I, like I said, I had to look for somewhere else to go in because there were too many people in front of me.
Okay.
And I don't want to shoot them, you know, or accidentally shoot them.
Okay.
Something had happened, and then as I was moving around, that's why I said he got shot, and he went down.
Okay.
I went and took the knife. And
all right. Let me double back a little bit.
Okay.
When you were telling me that when you were running over here, you saw a bunch of deputies up
right
in front here. Did you see them with their guns out? Or
yes, everybody was with their guns out.
Were they down at the low ready or?
No, they were all. He's right here, so everybody's got their guns trained on here.
And the person you saw in the alcove was the same person you saw in the back of the other house here?
Yes.
With the knife?
Yes.
And you still saw him holding the knife?
Yes.
How was he holding the knife?
Again, like this.
Waist high?
Yeah, it was waist high.
What?
I can't recall if he had it pointed down or pointed up.
Okay.
But I know it was right here.
Okay. Was he saying anything?
I don't recall him saying anything, but everybody was yelling.
What were they yelling?
Drop the knife, drop the knife, drop the knife. I have no idea if he was talking back to them or what. Because like I said, there's a few of us here and everybody's yelling, drop the knife.
Okay. Do you recall which deputies were up here?
I know Baden was to the far end with the shotgun.
Far end over by...
kind of by that tree right there.
By the two trees?
Right. Okay. He was right about there. Sabio, I believe, is off to my left.
Okay.
Cedric is off to my left. Coulter was right over that little bushes, right in front of the trees.
So Coulter was kind of facing him directly into
the... Everybody's facing him.
Okay.
Everybody's facing him. And there were some other deputies here, I don't recall who they were.
Okay. So you guys are kind of in a half circle, I guess, basically. And maybe about 15, 20 feet away, let's say?
Yeah, because he's right there inside, and everybody's pretty much right
kinda
here.
Kind of right up. Okay.
From like that tree there, along towards this tree right here.
Okay. Did he stay in that alcove, or did he come out, or what did he do when he was standing there with the knife in his hand?
I was running, so I didn't... I saw there was all these deputies here, and I can see, hey, what is he doing? I was trying to get in another position, and that's when all the shots came out.
Okay.
And then I looked, and he was down on the ground. So I don't know if he was trying to door. I can't make an assumption already.
Okay. You didn't see what happened right before the shots were fired?
No, because...
Or what he did?
No, like I said, I noticed he had the knife in his hand because everybody's standing there. And I could see getting between them that he's got the knife.
Uh-huh.
And I try to go to readjust my position because I can't fit in.
Uh-huh.
And that's when all the shooting was occurring.
Okay. When he went down, where was the knife at?
It was right to his left side.
Okay, was he still holding it?
No. But he was still within hand's reach, maybe 6-8 inches away from his hand, from his arm.
Did you pick it up?
Yes.
Okay, and what did you do with it?
I took it and I put it back here on the lawn somewhere.
Somewhere up here on the lawn?
Right.
Could it have been up here by the post?
No, they had moved it. It was right, because after they put it in the bag there, it was right in this area somewhere.
Okay, do you know who picked it up after that point?
No, I don't.
No, but somebody did move it?
Somebody moved it and placed it in the evidence bag.
Okay. And then you went up and you handcuffed the suspect behind his back?
Yes.
Okay. And was he still, was he breathing at that point? Was he saying anything
to
you?
He was still making sounds. I don't know if he was
verbally?
It was inaudible. Whatever he was saying, I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Okay.
He was just, I don't know if he was saying ow or whatever. I couldn't say what he was saying. But he was making sounds and he was breathing when I walked back up to him, even after I'd taken the knife.
Okay. All right. And this was the same subject you dealt with over here at this other house?
Yes.
Could you describe the knife to me?
It's about yay big. It's 12 to 16 inches.
Uh-huh.
The long blade, and it's got a wooden handle.
Looks light, like light wood or dark wood?
It's a dark wood.
Dark wood?
And it looked like just a nice knife off a butcher block, something that you might use to cut meat.
Okay. The deputies that were over at the other house here, Flores, were all of them in patrol uniforms with tan and green patches and
badges.
Okay. How about the deputies you saw up here? Were they all in tan and green uniform with a badge and patches?
Yes.
Okay. Basically the same way you're dressed now?
Okay.
All right. Time now is 21:49. Flip the tape over. You had told me before that when you originally responded to a man with a knife call, or broke away from your original call, and responded to assist with a man with a knife call, and you had mentioned that when you were up at Bougainvillea and Flores, Preferred?
Bougainville and Arbolus.
Arbolus.
Somewhere between there and Arbolus and Planus, the shots fired came in.
And that was, you heard that over the radio,
yes.
Your car, you know,
yes.
Unit 12? Okay. When you arrived up here and you first saw the subject up at, in front, in between the house directly to the east, did you notice any injuries on him at all?
I didn't notice him. When we pulled up, I didn't notice. But when Cedric and I looked over the fence, I knew that he was wounded. He looked like he had some blood in his lower abdomen area right here.
Uh-huh.
I knew for a fact he was wounded, but he wasn't moving like he was wounded at all. I remember just kind of thinking, whoa, this guy's been shot.
Did you ever see him grab his stomach or anything like that? No.
And like I said, I looked at him and I could tell he was wounded because he had blood. The red area right here, this was all red. And like I said, he was still moving like nothing had happened. Because when we chased him around the back and he didn't make any kind of motion that he was hurt with that, he was injured.
Okay.
So I knew for a fact from what I could see that he was injured.
Okay. When you arrived and up until the time that you got over here to this house and floors, were there any shots fired that you know of during the time that
no.
you arrived and the time you made it over
from
here?
From the time I arrived, we went through the side, the back, in the house, and back out. And over here, I hadn't heard any shots.
Okay.
The only shots that I heard were everything that occurred here at this residence.
And you don't recall how many were fired?
No.
More than one?
Well, definitely more than one.
Okay. All right. I think that just about covers it. And then afterwards, did anybody administer first aid to him?
Yes. After he'd been handcuffed, after I'd taken the knife and I'd taken put the handcuffs on him, Coulter said, hey, you know, somebody get a first aid kit up here. I went to Sergeant Adford's car, that's that one right there,
uh-huh.
And I grabbed out his pack.
Which is the one
which is
there,
the red one right there.
The red one.
And by the time I opened it up to go put the 4x4s or look to see what was in there, fire was already on the scene.
They were already,
right.
Okay, they were already here?
Right, they were already here. They were coming, walking right up the sidewalk here, up to the guy. Before I could even get my gloves on, they were already on him.
Okay. Alright. Sounds good. Okay, I think we'll end it now, and the time now is 21:57.